U.S. agriculture favors more trade with Cuba. That story next on This Land of Ours. Agricultural companies and organizations have launched the U.S. Agriculture Coalition for Cuba to liberalize trade and reestablish Cuba as a market for U.S. food and agriculture exports. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the conversation to normalize relations with Cuba is long overdue and important for U.S. farmers and ranchers.
Cuba imports about 80% of its food, which means that there is significant economic potential for our producers. It's a $1.7 billion market. Our rice growers, our wheat growers, our corn growers, our soy producers, our poultry and pork and beef producers all have opportunity in this new day.
In addition to helping increase exports of U.S. agricultural products, the coalition believes that establishing normal relations with Cuba will help the Cuban people. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.